And it's time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis here on KLGR, Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. As we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Pietig of Farm Work Cooperative. Jalen, how are the markets reacting this week?
Quite a bit slower this time around than when we talked the last couple weeks. Definitely some smaller trading ranges we're seeing here. You know, in a way, it's kind of a nice little break, but it's not giving us a whole lot of opportunity for new sales or anything either. You know, real light day, trading days, market's hardly unchanged so far here today as well. So, you know, just an all-around quieter week in the markets, and it's really... You know, the one thing you're trading on right now is weather and a little bit on demand as well. And neither has been, too much of a problem to get the market moving too much. And the weather forecast, you know, is looking about normal temperatures, maybe a little above normal temperatures in the 6 to 10 and then the 8 to 14 day. But precip is normal as well, you know. So from a trader's perspective, they're looking for generally... You know, a little bit cooler and wetter weather as supportive to crop development and bearish the board at that point. At a minimum, you know, they want to see precip if we're having warm temps. And so far we've gotten that. You know, we had warmer temps move in last week over the weekend, and we had a little bit of precip to go with it. So, you know, they show during pollination that would be supportive to crop development, and the market hasn't been able to do anything positive since. So if weather doesn't move the market, the next stop is probably your August 12th crop production WASDE report from USDA. It's, you know, everyone's looking forward to it, trying to guess numbers, you know, all that. So definitely the next step in the market, I think, if weather or demand or, you know, Chinese news doesn't help us out earlier.
So, Jalen, with the light trading this week, where are we seeing resistance and support?
And we are seeing some good resistance and support levels show up. When you get this light trade, when you don't have a ton of news to make big moves, we seem to hold support and resistance points really nicely, and they become more pronounced, I'd say. So in December corn, if you look at support, 420 is going to be support. That's where that gap is left. We've talked about it the last few weeks. We haven't gone down to fill it yet, but if we go down, 420 would be support. If we do break through 420, that would be bearish. And then you'd look at 410 as the next support level after that. Resistance, the upside, 437 is holding pretty well. That's where the 20 and 50 day moving averages are meeting right now at 437 December. If we can break through there, it opens the door for 460 December. So look for orders around that area. November soybeans support. So far today, it's holding to a T901 November beans. That's where the 50-day moving average is holding at the moment. And then if we break through that, you look at 890 as next support. Resistance, I would call 924. If we break through that, you look at 940 on November beans.
So, Jalen, as we head into the last days of July and early August, what are some of the things that you're looking for next week?
Yeah, definitely the technicals, see if we can hold these support resistance, you know, maybe start making higher lows in the market. You know, it sounds kind of weird, but every day so far we've been making lower lows, which points to a downtrend or confirms a downtrend. You know, we need to buck that trend and switch that around. The markets are nearing or at oversold levels. So we'll see if we can find support and bounce off. Otherwise, you know, weather reports, that's going to be the main news. Demand, we had export sales out this morning and they were pretty terrible. So exports for both corn and beans have been quite negative, whereas South America is shipping a lot of corn and beans this week. They set the record for the most corn and beans total shipped in 1 week. So they're definitely having a large crop and making up for our slack demand here. So, you know, we'll watch different Chinese negotiations here in the next few days as well. They'll be meeting over in China, so it'll be nice to hear what comes out of that. Otherwise, you know, you'll start hearing some estimates for the August 12th report. After that, you know, after that report, you have August 19th is when the Pro Farmer Crop Tour starts up. I think a year like this where there's a lot of different yield estimates, the crop looks pretty variable. all over nationwide. And the crop tour is going to be highly watched, I would say. It might, you know, could very well move the market a little bit. And then remember, too, August 23rd is September option expiration. If you're someone that holds September options at the moment or looking at having some or having a position with them before this this August crop report, be aware of that date, that August 23rd. It's sneaking up on us, less than a month away here. So I would say definitely start to develop a plan or an exit roll strategy with those options there.
And this has been the FarmWork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by FarmWork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.